This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. A new car is kind of like a new book. It takes you places you never thought you could go. What will you drive into the next chapter of your life? It's fun to dream about your next car, but when you're done dreaming, you need to head to cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you find your dream car. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. Start your search with cars.com. Where to next?
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This summer, whatever you're watching, baseball, golf, soccer, racing, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states, bringing the game straight to your fingertips wherever you are. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code KSR. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. That's code KSR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut? Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus, void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The jury in the Jared Bridegain murder trial watched a 50-minute police interview on day two with Mario Fernandez Saldana. This is the man who's on trial right now. Remember, trying to keep you up to date here. We're doing updates every day on this case, on this trial, because Mario's going first. Then it's Shanna's turn to take the heat and a jury. And then at the very end, Tenen, the man who's accused of actually pulling the trigger, who had the deal with prosecutors initially, then withdrew that. He's going to be going early next year, but this is going to get us well into fall. So buckle up. If you want to follow the Jared Bridegain murder case, this is the great place to do it. We're going to be bringing you trial audio and such. Just as soon as the Clancy case wraps up, we're going to be shifting over to that. And of course, we're going to be bringing you daily updates and discussing this case on a daily basis. So what's going on as Mario Fernandez Saldana? This is, as you remember, the husband, the new husband of Shanna Gardner. After she got divorced from Jared, this is the new hubby. This is the one that's trying to make Shanna happy. Going to great lengths to do that, apparently. This is his trial. Fernandez called Bridegain a keyboard warrior and said he was passive-aggressive. Said he took gabapentin for headaches the night Bridegain was shot and killed on a Jacksonville beach road. The same jury had just finished watching 50 minutes of surveillance footage tracking a blue Ford F-150 pickup truck through Jacksonville Beach to the exact spot where Breidigan was ambushed on February 16th of 2022. The interview was conducted before Fernandez became a suspect in the killing. He sat in a chair wearing an orange jumpsuit, gray shorts, and red sneakers. A detective sat across the table and asked about the dead man. Fernandez talked about him like a nuisance he was glad to be finished dealing with. The kind of casual contempt that only makes sense if he believed nobody would ever connect him to what happened on that road. The judge told the jury the recording had been edited to remove irrelevant portions. What remained ran 50 minutes and played in a Duval County courtroom. The defendant sat listening without any sort of visible reaction. Day two. It started with the physical evidence from the murder scene. Prosecutors moved through five witnesses before lunch, each one carrying a piece of the chain linking the crime scene to the defendant and his associates. Crime scene detective Shane Germain from Jacksonville Beach Police played his video walkthrough for the jury. The tire placed in the road to force Breidigan out of his vehicle, shell casings scattered on the pavement, Breidigan's body next to his SUV in the dark. Jarman used sterile tools to collect DNA from the tire at the scene. That processing produced a match the jury would hear about within the hour. Corporal Brian Wallace identified the blue two-tone F-150 from neighborhood surveillance cameras. He tracked the truck through multiple angles across Jacksonville Beach, but could never read the license plate. No plate readers existed in that area in February of 22. Wallace collected videos from restaurants, businesses, and residential ring cameras along the route. He pieced together a timeline of the truck's movements on the night of the murder. Detective Brett Burrell connected the tires. He responded to the Gardner-Fernandez residence hours after the killings and later removed a second tire from a rental property at 5238 Potomac Avenue, owned by Fernandez and Shanna Gardner. Both tires matched through Bridgestone factory records. Same DOT numbers, same manufacture date, same production facility. DNA on the crime scene tire matched Henry Tenen. What a weird coincidence that must be. You had nothing to do with this crime. And yet you actually have the very same line of tires that came out of the factory that were at the crime scene or produced in the factory right next to those ones. What? Take that detail alone. People have been convicted on less. Tenen was not listed as a tenant at the Potomac property at that moment in time. Burrell observed him there during the investigation. Ring camera footage from Gardner's house confirmed Tenen had access to a Ford Lariat F-150 registered to his father. Prosecutors then played their 50-minute surveillance compilation. The video tracked the F-150's route through Jacksonville Beach on the night of February 16th, minute by minute, camera by camera, showing the jury where that truck went, where it was from, and where it was going. 20 seconds separated the truck passing through the frame and Breidigan's SUV appearing behind it on the same road. At 7:52 that evening, the last shot was fired. The first 911 call came in 4 minutes later at 7:56. 8 minutes after the shooting, the truck backed into a dead-end cul-de-sac on Pablo Hamlet Drive. A figure climbed out and walked away on foot into the dark. Then the footage goes blank for 32 minutes. Defense attorney Jesse Dreicher drove that gap on cross-examination. No camera captured the truck for 32 minutes between Pablo Hamlet and the next confirmed location. No footage of anyone walking to or from the vehicle during that window, as if it means something. We got nothing to work with here, so we're going to throw this out there and hope you think it means something, jury. You can't see a person going to and from the truck, Dreicher told the jury. Dreicher also flagged a timestamp discrepancy on one surveillance system. The camera clock was running 17 minutes fast. He argued the prosecution's minute-by-minute timeline could not hold when the clocks themselves were unreliable. Unless they take that into account. Oh, gosh, they took it into account. Oh, That's amazing. Prosecutors answered the 32-minute gap with a gait comparison. Lead Detective Chris Johns presented body camera footage of Henry Tennant walking inside a Jacksonville correction facility. Johns testified that Tennant's walk matched the figure captured on surveillance, leaving the murder scene on foot. And his DNA is there. A distinct gait identifiable across footage recorded months apart. Four shell casings and four bullets from a 10-millimeter handgun were discovered from the road that night. One round missed 2-year-old Brexley Bridegan by inches while she sat strapped into her car seat in the back of her father's SUV. The scene told detectives this killing was not random. No robbery indicators at the site. Bridegan's jewelry and AirPods remained untouched on his body. The tire was placed deliberately to force him out of his vehicle in a dark stretch of road he drove every other weekend for custody exchanges. The road was not well traveled after dark. A canvas of restaurants where Bridegan ate earlier that evening turned up no altercations. Investigators also recovered a jacket and boots that resembled what the shooter was wearing in the surveillance footage. The clothing was collected as evidence and presented to the jury alongside the video. A friend of Fernandez told investigators during the case that Fernandez once said he could take care of Bridegan. Prosecution called that statement evidence of intent. The defense has not addressed it directly. Then the jury heard Fernandez talk about the dead man. He told detectives he reached out to Bridegan after marrying Shanna Gardner because he wanted to discuss co-parenting. Said Bridegan gave him nothing back. He described Bridegan objecting to his stepson's ADHD medication and fighting with a church bishop over his stepdaughter, dyeing her hair purple. He said Bridegan told the girl she would be rejected by God for the decision. That's the fun part of this whole case. The mixture of Mormonism into it. There's so many damn cases we have here where I don't know how or why, but there is an undue amount of Mormons that are committing horrific crimes these days that is not comparatively equal to the population. It's very imbalanced, the amount of cases that we cover that are somehow connected to Mormons or former Mormons or people who pretend they are or are fundamentalist Mormons, because the Mormons always go, that's not, they're not ours. These ones are. I don't know why that is. I have my suspicions. When you go so far up the belief scale of magical thinking, well, you get magical thinkers. This is one of those cases where the religion really wasn't an aspect of the case, but it's still little nuggets of madness reveal themselves, whether that's from Jared's side or whether it's from Shannon's side. They're all part of that ecosystem. And that stuff popping up, it's always like, wow. Rejected by God for dyeing her hair. That's some good parenting there. And I know we're talking about Jared. But remember, he was a human too. He was a human too who at one point thought Shanna Gardner was a great woman to have children with. So, not to speak ill of the dead, but decision-making abilities, not the greatest all around. And you know what? I've made my own share of horrible decisions in that department as well. I get it. It happens. And you look back going, what the hell? What the hell was I thinking? And some people may look back at that someday in that comment there and go, what the hell was I thinking telling my daughter that she'd be rejected by God for coloring her hair? Some people evolve and get past the witchery and the bullshit. When detectives asked about the murder, Fernandez speculated like a man reading about a stranger. It's a big speculation, he said. I don't understand why he got out of the car. He called Kristen Bridegan a total bitch and said Bridegan's parents were acting like assholes. He said the children had asked, what's going to happen with our little sisters? He said the children were picked up at 6:30 the night of the murder and returned home at 7:45. Breitigan was shot minutes later at 7:52. Fernandez said he did not see the children arrive. Detectives found business check stubs inside the blue F-150. The stubs matched three checks Fernandez wrote to Henry Tennant after the murder, $2,000 and $3,000 on March 28, $5,000 on April 4th. The memo lines read landscaping, roof upkeep, and Kickstarter, good luck. $10,000 paid to the man whose DNA was on the tire and whose walk matched the shooter. The payments came 6 weeks after the killings and were written from a company funded through the Gardner Family Trust. The trust is central to the prosecution's theory of motive. Gardner's parents founded Stampin' Up, a company generating hundreds of millions in annual income. An irrevocable trust blocked Gardner from becoming trustee while she had legal entanglements with Breitigan over custody of their twins. Detective Johns described a wiretap technique called a tickle the wire. Police arrested Tennant on driving and firearms violations in August of 22, hoping the news would prompt phone calls between Fernandez and Gardner's about the murder. Johns testified the effort was not successful. Gardner was in Washington State and Fernandez was in Orlando. Both were under surveillance, but neither made the calls investigators were waiting for. The judge conducted a Richardson hearing during the afternoon session over a discovery violation related to a firearms database search. The defense argued the prosecution had withheld evidence. The judge found no prejudice and allowed testimony to resume. Defense attorney James Hill closed cross-examination where the defense opened the trial. And what the prosecution cannot prove, no proof Fernandez drove the truck, no proof he was the figure who walked away from Pablo Hamlet, no proof he pulled the trigger. Hill argued the checks paid for legitimate work Tennant did at the couple's rental properties. He reminded the jury that Fernandez had access to hundreds of thousands of dollars through Gardner's family trust. A man with that kind of money who planned a murder, Hill said, would have fled the country. Fernandez never fled. He remained in Jacksonville for months after the killing, before moving to Orlando. He sat in a police interview and called the dead man a keyboard warrior. Phone records presented to the jury showed 35 calls between Fernandez and Tennant in February 22. The cell phone data placed Tennant's phone in Jacksonville Beach during that same period. The calls began weeks before the murder and continued after it. Tennant has pled guilty to second-degree murder and agreed to testify against both co-defendants as part of his plea deal. His testimony is expected later in the trial. Gardner faces a separate trial after this one. The trial resumes Wednesday with additional witness testimony. What this jury decides about Fernandez reshapes every case that follows. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in and give us your thoughts as we continue to follow this case. It's been in the makings now for several years. We've been talking about it for several years, and now we will see where it goes. Jose Baez is the attorney for Shanna Gardner. He's a great attorney. Is there enough? Is there enough to convict Mario Saldana and Shanna Gardner? Or did they have enough between them and the hitman to separate reasonably their responsibility? That's what a jury's going to decide. Or did they have nothing to do with it at all? It's all just one big weird coincidence. Somehow the tenant of Mario decided on his own fruition to go kill the ex-husband of his wife in the middle of the road with a child in the back seat just for fun. Yeah. That's a hard one to swallow. But can they prove they connected it? I don't see any world where it's not connected, but is the evidence there? Beyond a reasonable doubt. We'll find out. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. The links are in the description. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed metals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.